George had been on the trail of Doña Josefa for days, and it was the dream of treasure, of gold, that was keeping him going. He'd been over rivers and mountains. He'd worked in the potato field, the corn fields, the squash and the bean gardens. He'd even worked on the coffee plantation. And every day he met someone, a new friend, a kind person, who would share their meal at dinner time so that George had food to eat and give him a safe place to sleep. The morning that he woke up on the coffee plantation, it seemed like the hills were smiling down on him. And his new friend, Mr. Theo, said he would give him a ride on his horse. It was a little bit hard for George to say goodbye to such a lovely spot. And so they rode along together, and Mr. Theo said, "Doña Josefa is such a wonderful person. When she found out that my wife was sick, she came right away. And she not only brought her healing medicine, she brought my wife a gold coin." It was a very hot and muggy day, the kind of day that George knew was probably going to end up being a thunder and rain and lightning storm. And all he could do was sigh and mop his brow. They rode that horse for a long, long time, and then George began to realize everything looks kind of familiar. "I know where I am," he thought. He's coming full circle back around to Doña Josefa's little cottage, the cottage he had broken into to try to find the stash of gold. "This time she's not going to escape," he said to himself. "This time I'm going to get that gold." And he jumped off his horse and he ran down the road to the cottage. He knew he had to hurry to get what he came for and then get into a sheltered place before the rain started falling. When he got to the cottage, there was Doña Josefa standing in the doorway. She was looking in at her little house. She had a very sad look on her face. She was shaking her head because the whole place was a terrible mess. Someone had torn apart the bed, had turned the table up on end, had scattered the cooking implements all over the house, and there were even holes in the roof. "Finally, I caught up to you," George shouted. "Where's the gold?" Doña Josefa turned her attention to George. The gold, you mean the gold coin," said Doña Josefa. "Are you the person who needs it?" She said, "I have been looking so hard to find the person who needs this gold coin. I tried to give it to an old man who is recovering from an illness. I tried to give it to a young woman who had a high fever. I tried to give it to a father who had broken his leg. And I tried to give it to Mr. Theo's wife. But they all said, 'Oh no, I can't accept that. There must be someone who needs it more than me.' Are you the one? You must be. You must be the one who needs this gold coin." And with that, she put the gold coin right into George's hand. He stared at it, completely speechless. And right then, a young girl came running down the road. She was all out of breath, and she said, "Hurry, Doña Josefa, hurry, please. The baby's about to come, and my mother's all alone." "Yes, dear, of course I'm coming," said Doña Josefa. But she seemed to have a hard time pulling herself away from her little cottage. She looked at the rain clouds. She looked at the holes in the roof. She looked at the mess. She said, "I don't know how I can leave right now. This rainstorm is going to wash the whole place away. I don't know what happened to my roof." And George looked at the coin. He looked at the sad face of Doña Josefa. He looked at the anxious eyes of the little girl who was about to be a big sister. He looked at the ransacked cottage. And he said, "Doña Josefa, go ahead. I will take care of the cottage. I will clean everything up. I will patch the holes in the roof. I'll make it all like new. You don't have to worry." Doña Josefa looked into his face and decided she could trust him, and she nodded her thanks. But before she could take that little girl's hand and hurry off down the road, he took the gold coin and slipped it back into the pocket of Doña Josefa's cloak. "You keep this. You take it," he said. "I'm sure that little baby is going to need it more than I do." So let's join hands now and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the transforming power of love. We thank you for the kindness that is hidden in every human heart, just waiting to be revealed. Amen.